You know, I know some people, it's hard to understand. And so you have to hit it at a different angle. Some people get it from a different angle. Okay, so the Bible is clear. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. So spiritually, you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. That means you're one with Christ in Christ. You're walking down here, and you should have, if you've been saved a while, and if you're old enough, you should see the repeat. Political repeat, news repeat, drama repeat, Superman movies repeat, Batman movies repeat. You should see the repeat every day. You should see what happened to your grandparents, happened to your parents, happened to you, happened to your children. Everything's repeating, and you're expecting something to change, but it's not going to change. The only way that it's going to change, if you change your inner man, if you change your inner person, then the outside's going to change. Because you're going to get more insight, you're going to grow faster, you're going to see past all the Draco Ma drama. You should see drama on your job, drama at church, drama in your family. Why are you seeing so much drama? Why aren't people in unity? Why aren't people in oneness? Why is there so much division in churches and denominations and nations in the world? Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. What does a sword do? It cuts, it divides. Now, why did Jesus say that? Because the Mother Earth realm is a birthing realm. You need face-to-face division to birth in until Christ be formed in you. Once that happens, then you see past time, you see past personalities, you see past archetypes, you see past it all. And you already know what's going to happen before it happens. There's always a precog, there's always a postcog, it's already happened before. Charles Stanley, I heard him about 30 years ago, he said, if any problem you face in life, all you have to do is dig in the Bible and you'll find the solution. How's that possible? That Bible was written a long time ago, over thousands of years. How is it possible you can dig into the Bible and every problem you face is mentioned in the Bible? How's that possible? Because there's nothing new. You're repeating the same script, the same story of Genesis 3. It has different faces, it has different landscape, but it's still the same story. Now Adam, he named all the animals. He was a genius. And you can be a genius too if you seek God, seek the mind of Christ, and not be caught up with the worldly wisdom. Anybody can be a prophet, anybody can be a seer or whatever, because it's all in Christ. But it's going to take some, you're going to have to give up some stuff down here to be able to see it. You're going to have to give up some distractions. You're going to have to run to ask, beg. You're going to have to seek, knock, and ask and beg God to see it. Long story short, every day he's repeating, he's going to take care of you. He takes care of the birds and the grass and the trees. He's going to take care of you. And the scarcity lie that they're trying is to put you in fear. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And so this scarcity lie that they're trying to create is everything, the COVID, the drama at work, the drama in your home, everything's to try to put you back in fear. The news, the media, it's all a game. It's all simulation. It's all, they're just playing their role. They're playing this the goats and the sharks and the snakes and the wolves are playing their role because they have to do what the devil tells them to do. They're all connected through the hive mind. It's a fractal and they all have to play it out no matter where they're at. That's why all the Freemasons have to act according to the higher ups. The 33 degree sends down the trick or the lie. The 33 degree Freemason, he sends it down through all his different divisions, and they send it out to all their different managers and CEOs and all. They all have to play the same game. Long story short, you're repeating Genesis 3 every day. Do you believe the lie or do you believe the truth? Do you eat the lie or do you eat the truth? That's it. There's nothing else. You're in Genesis 3 every day. You might say, well, how's that possible? Elijah and Jezebel, Genesis 3. Eve became Jezebel in Genesis 3. She had relations, spiritual relations, not physical, but spiritual relations with the devil. And that's why witches have spiritual relations with demons. You're in Genesis 3, repeat every day. It manifests through the ages, through the dispensations, with different faces, but it's the same story. And the test is, are you going to believe the lie? Are you going to step into fake reality? Are you going to believe the truth and walk by faith? Are you going to walk by sight or walk by faith? That is the deal.